can be in excess of 60 and 70 miles.
The capture of a number of the former U.S. Embassy staff on 4th of November 1979 by a group of young Iranian students took place in protest at the U.S. interventions in the internal affairs of Iran. When 6 months of diplomatic negotiations failed to secure the release of the U.S. Embassy staff, who had been detained on charges of espionage activities, Washington broke diplomatic ties with Iran on 8th of April 1980. The U.S. Army Special Forces Operational Detachment, Delta, was put on full alert and plans were drawn up for what the Americans called a rescue operation. The operation was codenamed Eagle Claw. 3 C-130 cargo planes and 8 RHS-3D helicopters entered the southern air borders of Iran secretly, using radar blind spots. After traveling 1,000 kilometers north, around midnight, they landed at a deserted airport near Tabas, northeast of Iran. There was a deserted airport in Tabas built by Allied forces during World War II and which had been reconstructed by an insider for the purpose. According to the U.S. National Weather Service, the weather of Iran was perfect at that time, and actually the coast was clear for the operation. But no one could predict the future. From this desert, 3 EC-130s prepared to refuel the Marine RH-53s flying in from the carrier USS Nimitz deployed in the southern waters of Iran. Once the helicopters were refueled, they were to fly the task force to a spot near the outskirts of Tehran and meet up with agents already in the country who were assigned to lead the operators to a safe house to await the assault the next night.
The U.S. had coordinated with Israel. Also, the Operation Eagle Claw enjoyed support from several European and African countries as well as neighbors.
But suddenly things changed. A sandstorm began, causing low visibility. When a helicopter finished taking fuel from a plane and was taking off to let another helicopter take fuel, it hit the plane and 8 American soldiers were killed instantly. The loss of helicopters and military equipment was so big that they were forced to leave most of their aircrafts and supplies, which included heavy arms, even a tank. In the morning, when an investigation team from Revolutionary Guards came to the site for investigation, something more bizarre happened. Despite the fact that the area was secured by the DEN forces, 4 Iranian jet fighters approached the scene and fired rounds of ammunition and rockets and destroyed some of the aircrafts. But why?
After the failure of Operation Eagle Claw, Jimmy Carter announced that they had documents left behind in Tabas which needed to be destroyed. Bani Sadr ordered several warplanes to bomb the wreckage of the helicopters and warplanes. As a result of this bombing, an IRGC commander who had been inspecting the site was martyred.
Iranians celebrate this day as a victory, referring to the sandstorm as a miracle sent by God. Saman Gojuri, Press TV, Tehran.